Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it.
All right. Hello, everyone. We're here joined with our lovely team member of Revoice, Caroline.
Hello.
And she's got a crazy dorm story to tell us.
I do. So, my freshman year, I was living in GRC, and, you know, I was just having a nice, good night's sleep, you know? And all of a sudden, it was about 5 a.m., and I hear the infamous fire alarm go off, and I go, who is smoking weed at 5 a.m.? Come to find out that someone on my floor, I was living on the 8th floor on the east side, where the person pulled the alarm, allegedly, because it was never confirmed, the person was on coke and ripped everything off our wall. So when we came back up from the fire drill, they ripped everything off the walls and the floor was a disaster. And every time someone tried to bring up during our floor hall meetings that she was on coke, our RAs would immediately shut it down. So I think it was true.
Dang. Any of y'all know this girl?
I never knew the girl. I never even saw her when she was like ripping stuff down. I was just so disoriented at 5 a.m. I just like was sleepwalking down the stairs.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. GRC fire alarm's always a good time.
Yeah. Most traumatizing sound ever. Mm-hmm. Never again.
I had one where I had a friend, and so this was the day apparently the girl who was tripping acid in GRC, and she was like tripping acid, pulled the fire alarms. But before she pulled the fire alarm, she went into my friend's room and peed on her floor while high on acid, and then also then proceeded to pull down all of the GRC fire alarms, or pull the fire alarm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy stuff in GRC.
Yeah. VCU dorms, different breed.
Terrible.
Yeah. For sure.
We're here with Jada. And Jada, what is your crazy dorm story?
My freshman year, I got kicked out of my dorm because of black mold.
Oh, man. Oh.
I had to move home for the semester.
Was that at Jefferson?
Johnson.
Oh, Johnson? Yeah, that's what the Jefferson's the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it kind of sucked.
Any health implications from it?
Not for me. My roommate was like coughing. She thought it was because of the black mold or whatever. But I mean, I felt fine.
Dang. Where were you relocated to?
I was relocated to Rhodes with a random roommate, and it was just not a good experience.
No? What made it a bad experience?
It was just really awkward. Like, we didn't talk the whole time. And, like, it's, like, one room. Like, you're sleeping, like, 5 feet from each other.
Yeah.
We just didn't talk, didn't interact. It was kind of terrible.
Oh, that's not weird. Any other bad dorm experiences maybe in Rhodes with that roommate or at Johnson, I mean?
I think nothing really beats that. That was kind of the worst.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Lena, nice to meet you.
Gabe, nice to meet you.
I really hope my roommate doesn't see this. So,
we can
I'm not gonna use names. I'm not gonna use. Actually, nah, she can. I hope you see this. So I live in an 8-person suite in GRC 3, and I did the roommate agreement with everybody, and I said I will clean the bathroom every Sunday. And so I clean the bathroom every Sunday. I've put two hand towels on either side of the sinks because we have two sinks. I was cleaning the bathroom, and I noticed that one of the hand towels was gone. And I was like, I texted our group chat. I was like, hey, where's the second hand towel? Nobody replies. And then I walk up to one of my roommates, and she says, I have your hand towel.
What'd she do with the hand towel?
So you can leave that up to your interpretation, because this is how our conversation went. She was like, you don't want to know.
Oh, she was wiping off some gooey problem. Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. So safe to say you never got the hand towel back? You didn't
never
want
got the hand towel. She's going to wash it on her own. And I told her she can just burn it afterwards because I'm not ever going to look at that towel the same.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Kind of?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's
really
gross.
Yeah.
And unfortunate.
Oh, I'm sorry for your hand towel.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We're here joined with Ella, our lovely Revoice team member, and she has a crazy dorm story.
Yes. So it didn't happen to me. It happened to my good friend at a different university. I won't name which one. But basically, she was assigned a random roommate, and it was totally fine, going really well. And then, like, one day she came back in the room, and there was, like, a really bad smell. And she was like, what is this? And found a dead animal in the thing. And when she confronted her roommate about it, they were like, oh, like, I taxidermy animals all the time. If I find them on the street, like, I'll bring them into my home and I'll taxidermy them eventually. And I think she tried to, like, bring it to someone, but they did not really regulate that at all. But yeah.
Lord, did she end up being roommates with her the whole year?
No, she dropped out. she
dropped out of college as a whole?
Yeah. She goes here now, though. So, okay. Yeah, she likes it. No more taxidermy animals. Personally, I think I would kill myself if...
Yeah, that's crazy.
...the person I was living with was bringing dead animals into where I sleep. Yeah. Yeah, you could get a disease.
Yeah, that's literally like some Jeffrey Dahmer sh**. Damn. I wonder how the girl is taxidermy sh**. Now.
I don't know how she did it either. Like, you need equipment for that.
Yeah. She might be in an insane asylum now, but thank you very much.
You're welcome, Appreciate Gabe.
All right. We're here to join with Suhail. And Suhail, what is your crazy dorm story?
Last year, GRC, I'd hear people in the bathroom. They'd be It's crazy.
Just straight walk into the communal bathroom? And...
No. I could hear it from my room.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it was that loud. Like, they were in the showers.
How far were you from the bathroom?
I wasn't too far. So, like, I could hear it loud and clear.
Dang.
But...
Homie was getting it in, so I was like, Lord.
It was like 2 a.m. in the morning in the showers, bro. Like, come on, we share those. Dang. What are we doing?
Lord. No music playing, nothing?
Nope, straight moaning.
Crazy. Lord.
Crazy.
Dang. Any other crazy stories?
Nah, I mean, like, it's all like the same thing, you know, like walking in, all that type of stuff. But
yeah.
That was like the craziest one, the first one that comes to mind.
You walked in on your roommate before?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I just like put my shit down and walked the out. Like, that was it.
Y'all ever talk about it to each other afterwards?
Yeah, it was like once afterwards, but never again after that.
How'd that conversation go?
I mean, like, it was awkward. What can I say? Like, yo, my fault. Like, but yeah, it was awkward in the beginning, but after that was chill.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Any other things? Or are you all out?
Nah, that's it. Yeah. Right.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
What you?
My dorm horror story is I lived in Brandt, and I moved... once the room change request opened, because my roommate, I came home, I went home for the weekend, walked in my door, random person sleeping in my bed. And I was like, hello? And then I walked in, she woke up, turned, looked at me, laid back down, went back to bed. Oh. And then I get a text one lovely morning. Hey, my friend broke your vanity mirror. She's saying something fell off your bed. I don't know how it happened. And I was like, the only thing on the end of my bed is a blanket. I walk over there and she was like, yeah, like, she was sleeping in your bed again. Like, I think she's lying about, like, how she broke your mirror. And I was like, oh. And so then her friend texted me and was like, yeah, like, something fell on your mirror while I was sleeping. I don't know what happened. And I was like, it looks like you threw something at it. Like, it's not, like, it just, like, cracked. Like, it was just, like, broken. And then her friend was like, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm not staying over there anymore. I'm too busy. And I was like, okay. And her friend still hasn't paid me back for the mirror because she said she didn't want to pay the full amount and was like, why would I pay for something else's protection plan? And I was like, you broke it.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got another one. So, yeah, it was, yeah, freshman year, I had a GRC semi-suite on the 8th floor. And freshman year, we had like 25, 30 people packed in my dorm room, had like a little dorm party. And there were some beverages flowing. And... you kind of lose track of people throughout it because people are in and out all the time. So we're like, huh, where did X name go? And I'm not going to say her name. And, it was me. I had to pee. And I opened the bathroom door. I just see X name and another dude I know just banging in my bathroom. And I'm like, oh, can y'all not do this in my bathroom, please? I was like, I like to not be here where there's bodily fluids on the ground. And then, yeah, they kind of just left. And then I see him before, but we don't really talk about it. Or I see him after, I don't really talk about it, but that was kind of gross. Yeah.
And then also one time I went into the, I have a suite, but my friend has a traditional, and I went to use the bathroom, and I went to the family bathroom, and the toilet was flooded.
Oh, man.
With, like, someone took a shit in there.
Oh, man.
And it was like, yeah, it was flooded. That shit was like, yeah, no.
Was a dookie on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was gross.
Ew.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.